Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free one-week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all-access pass. Playing now on Fandor is Exit Elena. Elena takes a job as a live-in aide because she has nowhere to live. She's thrust into the middle of a family crisis, and Elena strikes a balance until the family's prodigal son comes home.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Fandor podcast. And today we have a really special guest. But I shouldn't be the one to introduce him. It should be done by Chris Kelly, because I feel like Chris Kelly, like, this could be your best friend.
Definitely one of my best friends, a guy that I wish I could see more often. You know, we are joined today by University of Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. You know, former 49er head coach, former NFL quarterback, and just all around good guy. And, you know, fun to hang out with and fun to talk sports movies with, which is what we're going to do today.
Hey, Jim, real quickly, what brings you back out to California?
Just out visiting friends. Our house we used to live in here, we're gonna put that on the market. Mm. So
it sounds like a final farewell to California.
Oh no.
No such thing. See my good buddy Chris Kelly, you know. I definitely gonna put him in the top five. Great guy and hilarious and funny. And so many other good friends out here. So good to be back. Hello, California.
Welcome back, Jim. And as Chris said, we want to hear... Well, so normally in this podcast, we do highlights on film festivals and we do movie reviews of upcoming movies. But every once in a while, when we get a special guest like Jim Harbaugh, we want to hear something about their love of films. And we thought it would be apropos, Jim, for you to talk about your favorite sports movies of all time.
That's great. I was wondering how you're going to work me into the Fandor podcast. But I'm a big fan of movies, always have been, and love them. Sports movies?
Yeah.
I got my favorites, you know? I mean, there's...
Well, why don't we do five? Can you do five out of the hundreds of sports films that have come out?
Yeah, I could probably do that. Top favorites, Field of Dreams.
Okay, why Field of Dreams?
The scene at the... James Earl Jones, Kevin Costner, Ray Kinsella, you know, yeah. Dad, can we have a catch? You know,
I'm like, it
breaks me up every time. And the older I get, the sooner I start
weeping.
Weeping, yeah.
Ease his pain.
That emotional, the speech by James Earl Jones, baseball.
It's always been baseball.
Oh, man.
So it's tough to get better than that. And then you know, right there, right next to that one, I mean...
people will come, Ray.
They will come. They will most definitely come. Kicking and Screaming.
Nice, Chris.
Will Ferrell, Mike Ditka.
What do you love about that? That seems a little lowbrow.
It's hilarious.
For you.
It's hilarious.
No? Okay.
Did you play for Ditka?
Plus, I played for Ditka.
Yeah, okay.
I played for Coach Ditka for 7 years. And he's just a coach, you know, and he's in a movie. And he's next door neighbors to Will Ferrell, and they're coaching together, you know. Juice box! Juice box, boy!
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Kicking and
Keep
Screaming.
Keep going. Remember the Titans?
Okay.
Great football movie. Old school Brian Song.
Remind us what Brian Song is about.
Okay, so Brian Song, also, you know, Chicago Bears related, the great Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, roommates. So many great football scenes, training camp scenes. game scenes of Gail Sayers, and then
did James Caan play Piccolo? Who played Piccolo in that?
That was James Caan.
Yeah, played Brian Piccolo. Before Sonny Corleone.
Before that,
it must have been before. But anyway,
yeah. So true story. Brian Piccolo passed away of cancer. But the story of two teammates, it's so realistic because, I mean, when you're on a team, I mean, those are your brothers, those are your best friends. And, that story also one that, true and sad.
Do you cry?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some kind of top ones that, that do get that emotional response.
Wow. You know, I hear athletes and coaches talking about sports sports movies all the time. You're the first one that's ever brought a Brian song.
That's wrong. That's just got to be, that's terrible. It's one of the best sports movies ever. Like I think it's wonderful that you would mention it, and I would think it would be a natural one to come.
Does it tug at your heartstrings too?
Absolutely. I loved watching that on TV. You know, when I was young, I probably first saw it when I was like 9 or 10, and it was on one of the local stations and on KTVU here in the Bay Area. And it's just a great movie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What else is on that list?
Switching over to basketball, Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman, Midwest basketball. Small town, farm town team that goes on to play for the state championship and win it and been in Butler Arena and lived in Indiana. That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's an all time great. Love The Natural.
Oh. You love Robert Redford?
That story
is that based
heartwarming story.
Is that based on someone?
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I don't think it is.
It was all fictionalized.
A little bit of
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, the whammer.
Yeah. Wonder Boy with the bat, the magic bat.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Just it's you know the kid's game, and he constructed his bat from a lightning bolt on it. I watched my 8-year old son play. You remember playing. Now my 8-year old son's playing baseball, and back to the Field of Dreams. I mean, it's baseball. It's America.
You have a younger son, 4-year old, right?
Yeah, 4-year old Johnny.
Johnny,
do you guys
throw the ball back and forth with you and the 4-year old yet?
Oh yeah, it's been great. Like I said, the 8-year-old's playing 8U baseball right now, and in one season, he's just learned so much about life. You know, he's had the moment where he struck out with the bases loaded in the extra innings, and you know, tears are there. And then the next game, he scores the winning run, tags up on third base, and ends the game. You know, and all his teammates are high five him. And then there's another game where he's pitching and they get the winning hit off him. They hear, you know, tears again. And then the next game, he goes out and throws three innings of scoreless baseball in a 0-0 game. And they're high-fiving him again. Just so much. I mean, a lot of life lessons in 1 year of 8U baseball.
Mm-hmm. You know, my 12-year-old, it's been just a delight to watch him kind of learn through the process and go through it all.
And he was on a championship team this year.
He was on a championship team this year. Yep.
You have one controversial film on your list, and I feel like we need to address this. Now, is this a sports movie?
Major Payne?
Major Payne. Now, remind us what this movie's about. And who stars in it again?
Damon Wayans. And, he goes... Marine that's goes to a military academy, and they're preparing for the military games.
Right.
He leads them to the cup. But yeah, just like a lot of great lines from
what
from
are
Major
the military Payne. Games?
Is it it's real? A military school for boys, okay. And you know, he takes a ragtag outfit and leads them to the I can't remember the some cup. Starts with a W, I think. But yeah, that's if you can work that one in, fine. Understand if that's not acceptable. But.
It's all good.
And you know what? I'm going to go off script here a little bit. You know, because I know we're talking movies and films, but this Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Can we count that?
Ted, I mean, yeah, I think we should.
Remind us what Ted Lasso is.
Oh, Ted Lasso is about a Division II coach, American football coach, who goes over to coach soccer in the Premier League in England, doesn't know anything about soccer. Jason Sudeikis is amazing, and it's such a heartwarming, unbelievably funny, every which way. This may be the best. This could go down as the all-time
best. It's one of the great sports, series, certainly. Big win for Apple original content, putting this thing together.
They put them on the map.
Yeah, and they took it originally from it was a set of ads that NBC was doing
for the Premier League.
And they just made up this coach, Ted Lasso, and then they turned it into a whole backstory and a series that's brilliant and wonderful about human motivation and, you know, all the things that go into sports.
Every character, is so well written and so well performed and everything. But he's got this one line where they're having, there's a little bit of dissension between the star players and, locker room riff. And, they asked Ted about it, and Coach Ted says, I like my locker rooms and my mother's bathing suit the same in one piece. it's just one after the other.
Wow.
I can't wait for season two.
Time will tell,
but I think it's tied for my favorite right now. And I think
they announced it for September 6th, if I remember correctly. So it's coming soon. So
can't wait.
Yep.
All right. Listen, everyone, we're going to do three parts with Jim because we have so much to talk with him about. This was part one. Part two, we're just going to run through a plethora of sports films.
Plethora?
Right. Thank you. That's a Three Amigos reference, everybody. Chris and Jim are going to say basically thumbs up or thumbs down. You're listening to the Fandor podcast, and we will be back soon.
Thanks for tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Playing now on Fandor is Exit Elena. Elena takes a job as a live-in aide because she has nowhere to live. She's thrust into the middle of a family crisis, and Elena strikes a balance until the family's prodigal son comes home. That's FANDOR, the home for cinephiles.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed, Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.